is Cottrell down the right-hand side for Blues. Close down by Houlihan. Cottrell gets past him. There's a good ball into the path of Cadiz. Trying to tee it up now for an effort from distance. Riley takes a deflection. It's going to go in. Goalkeeper's lost it. It's 1-0 to Birmingham City. Totally and utterly against the run of play. He took a deflection. Maybe two. But who cares? Ruddy couldn't hold it. And Birmingham City have the lead. 8 minutes in. Callum Riley, he'll claim it, even though he took a lot of deflections on the way through. Don't you just love football? 1-0 to Blues. Cottrell to get on with it. Sends it forward now, looking for Donaldson. Wins the header. One quite four for Edgar. Might do now. Here's a shot from Davis into the corner of the net. It goes. He scored. It's Damari Gray, in fact, on that Blues left-hand side. Well, Norwich's defending was woeful. They're lucky not to be even further behind, but he found the corner of the net there to Damari Gray. Runs away to celebrate in front of the Norwich fans. Well, this is dreamland for Birmingham City. They're 2-0 up against Norwich, and few could argue that they deserve it. Damari Gray, Blues lead 2-0. Johnson again, just outside of the centre circle. Goes diagonally across field, in behind Damari Gray. Sends Martin forward. Martin with a quick early cross. First time shot comes in for Cameron Jerome. Takes it on the half volley, and the game is back on. Cameron Jerome, it had to be, didn't it? Scoring against his old club. Good cross in from Martin. The ball in behind Damari Gray. Not sure where Jonathan Grounds was. The cross came in, and Jerome pinged it into the corner of Darren Randolph's net. It's 2-1, and the game is back on. Martin outside of him is Nathan Redmond. Blues under the cosh. Redmond with a cross. He's looking for Jerome. Gets the header. It's gone in. Cameron Jerome has scored, and the two-goal lead has evaporated. They scored on 51 minutes. They've scored now on 54 minutes. Two quick goals for Norwich in the early stages, both coming from Cameron Jerome, the former Blues striker. It's 2-2. The game very much back on now.
Well, Leah, a really eventful game. How do you see it when all the dust has kind of settled after the full-time whistle?
Well, there's different emotions. There's real pride in a real good performance over the course of the 94 minutes. We've had a little five-minute helter-skelter spell where we've conceded two. Disappointment for the players, because to come here and win would have been a terrific result. And, you know, and just a little bit of... Just frustrated, because every little issue that's happening on the pitch, we seem to get punished 30 seconds before they score their first. Young Damari Gray's flagging to the bench that he's feeling ill, he's getting stomach cramps, he can't get up and down the pitch, he can't sprint. And he'd done a terrific job without the ball, tracking Russell Martin. He couldn't get there. Russell has time to get his head up, and he's a quality player. Picks out the cross, that's 2-1, they've got a bit of momentum. And then the second goal goes in very quickly. We could have easily buckled, because these are a powerful team, played unbelievable tempo, but we regrouped well. And then we had chances ourselves, and we missed a terrific one through Clayton to go and take all 3 points.
I mean, there were lots of ebbs and flows about the game. They had maybe the first 5-10. Then you had the better of the first half, and there was also that penalty incident as well.
What
have you done to referees this year?
I don't know. At this moment in time, I've only seen it live. I haven't seen any replays, and for me, it's a penalty. But if I watch the footage and it's wrong, I'll quickly retract that statement. But everyone I've spoke to has said it's a penalty, and possibly is it a red card? I don't know. But as you say, we don't seem to be getting the rub of the green at the moment.
But again, ebbs and flows in the games. And when a side scores quickly two goals from being 2-0 down, very often in football, the game can sail away from the side that's been leading. Mm-hmm. But you didn't let that happen today.
No, they regrouped well. And they'd done it against Cardiff last week. Yeah. They were brilliant. So we're delighted with that response. And as I said, we had chances to win it, but it wasn't to be. We dust ourselves down. But we're delighted with a lot of things that's happened today.
I know you see it as a team game, but Clayton Donaldson done ever so well for you today.
Thought he was outstanding. Start to finish, and he deserved the goal. And if that had been the winner, there wouldn't have been a player on the pitch who would have deserved it more. So gutted for him, but his performance was terrific.
Is he one of the players that this year you're going to really grow into to wearing the blue shirt, if you like?
Yeah, I think there's five or six of them that have shown, that have come on board, that have shown that they can be big players for us, and we're hoping that they can continue.
Is this a good point for you? If I'd offered you at 3 o'clock, you might have said, yeah, I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah.
2-0 up at half time, you might think, well, no,
I'd love two more, definitely, without a doubt. I want to win. It wasn't to happen, but we've come here and we've showed a good performance, so I can take that into Fulham next week.
And also just bringing other games in recent games, you seem to have faded away in second halves, but this, you dug in this second half.
Yeah, today. I mean, there's obviously question marks about the players' fitness, but actually against Sheffield Wednesday, my fitness data was actually more in the second half, higher in terms of distance, higher high intensity sprints and distance covered. So it's probably playing the game, managing the game better. So it's not a fitness issue, it's managing the game, it's doing the good things where you're passing, it's doing the good things when you've got distribution of the ball, it's being braver, etc. in the final third. So that's the key for me, getting the players to continue to do the right things.